Katie, why are we always the first ones in any meeting?
I know. I guess we're good about being on time, huh?
Yeah, I mean, these, I gotta say, I know we're being recorded, but these EBSCO meetings, they start like right on the hour or right on the time. And we always seem to start a little early here, Mobius.
Yeah, it's just me. I don't like to be late, so a couple of minutes early, so.
Yeah, you know, 2 minutes before the meeting, I'm there. And I'm usually
Yeah.
there before the convener.
Hello, everyone. I think we can start today's meeting. And first of all, I hope that you had a really good July, maybe relaxing, maybe good work related. We are back from our vacation break, and I hope that we will have quite some good meetings until the end of the year. I have another announcement. I found out that the meeting time for our meetings is still 90 minutes in the ICS file and in my calendar. And then I took a look at the ICS file and I found out that it has expired. And I have no idea why it's still showing up in my calendar, in my Outlook calendar, but I will update the file so that it will reflect the correct meeting time and that it will be current, maybe for one. For the next year. Is there anything else for announcements from anyone? Okay. But you can hear me, right?
Yep.
Okay,
Yes.
great. So, we have two main topics, maybe just one. The first one is from Christine about the authority file configuration, and the second one about the mark validation rules came up in our MM Slack channel. And it might be a topic that is suited for discussion here in MM. And I've chatted with Kalila, and she said that she will look at any outcomes of a discussion and maybe any new requirements that people have. So, but I don't feel really comfortable leading this discussion because I'm not using QuickMark and Mark in Folio at all. So, we should have someone who leads the discussion, and it cannot be Jennifer Eustace today because she is not on the call. And if no one feels comfortable today, then we can postpone this topic to next week or any other meeting. But I think we should start with Christine. And I'll stop sharing.
Great, thanks, Felix. Let's see, where are we? Here we go. All right, so thank you for having me today, everyone. Today, I would like to talk about an umbrella feature we have related to expanding the configuration of authority file capability. And just to help orient us to what we're talking about, currently in settings, there's the ability to manage the authority files and create my new local one. So I can create a local one, say my prefix is my initials. I can put in a base URL. Oops. And then I can save it and create a new authority file, which means I can now create new authority records that will be assigned to this file. Some things to note about the current implementation. So I can't duplicate prefixes. So it's preloaded here with what the Folio source files, which are, you may see the Library of Congress source files, as well as FAST. So let's say in my local file, I use the prefix of N. So I'm going to put it here, try to save it, but it's going to tell me that it must be unique. I can't use it because it's being used by the LCNAME authority file. So that is one of the big limitations of the current settings, as well as a limitation that the logic is looking only to either the 001 or the 010 for the identifiers of that file. So we have some ideas for how to support greater use cases outside of the current configuration. So some of the issues that are presented based on that current configuration is that some libraries, it's too small. Some libraries, especially those outside the US, don't use these files at all, the standard files. So it causes issues, especially if their authority files use the same prefix as the Library of Congress ones. Maybe they don't use that at all and they just want to remove it. So we'd also add the ability to remove these files. And we're going to add, well, we'll see later on how do we deal with the unique prefix situation. But currently, local newly created authority files, you can only use one prefix, and some may use more than one. The base URL data for some libraries or some files may not come from the same field that the identifier prefix comes from. Some authority files don't use a prefix at all in that URL, even though one exists in the identifier. And then some authority files use fields outside of the 001 or the 010 to identify their files. So these are the main issues that have come up. So we have some ideas for this is just like the overview of how we would enhance it. So to deal with the issue of some files using fields outside of the 010 or the 001, we would allow the user to specify which field is being used. We would also allow the user to specify in which field to look for the data for the URL. We would allow the user to remove the standard authority files if they don't use them at all, and then allow for multiple prefixes in one local file. So now I'm going to go into some use cases to show how some of the current issues are presenting for some libraries. So over the University de Concepcion, this is an example where they're using a different field for the identifier. So not the 001 or the 010, they need to use the 024 field. So currently in the configuration, there's nothing that allows us to specify that. They would need to change their whole process, put things in the 010 instead. So this is the way to tell Folio, hey, look to this field in the authority record to look for the prefix that'll tell you which file it's in. And then we have a VOF example where the number in the URI is the same as the file identifier. It just doesn't contain the prefix. So as it stands today, we would just take the whole value in that mark field and toss it after the base URL. But in VOF, in the URL, even though the numbers are the same, the prefix of VOF is not used. So we need a way to say, ignore this, still put the number, but ignore this prefix. And of course, sorry, stop me if you need to. I don't mean to run through this so quickly. So another example for Polish libraries, the URI is taken from a completely different field than that which contains the identifier of the authority file. So here we can see the 001 has this value, and then the 010 has this other value, where the P signifies the specific authority file, but actually the URL contains the value of the 001. So we need to be able to say, hey, Folio, look to this field to tell us which authority file it is. And once we know, look to this other field to insert at the end of the base URL. And then another example from the Polish libraries is that they also use the 010 and they use a prefix of N, which we just saw is not possible in the current configuration because prefix can't be duplicated. And they don't use Library of Congress at all, so they'd like to be able just to remove it so that it doesn't put any limitations on their configuration. So what does this look like? Okay, we just looked at the current settings and the limitations. This might be small, so let me hop out of here. So this is what the mockups for the future state are. So it looks very much so like the settings, but there are even more columns to look at. So on the left, we have the name, which has remained the same. And then we have three new columns, mark field, mark subfield, and mark prefix. The combination of these three fields will serve as the unique match point for the authority file. So what that means is, in order to determine which authority file it is, we have to have a match on the mark field, the subfield within that field, and then the prefix within that subfield. So that would be the unique match point instead of just the prefix. And then the other two columns are the URI field and the URI prefix. So for the first one, the field, this is the field in which Folio should look to take the URI from. And then there's this current idea for the URI prefix handling. This is something we'll definitely need feedback on. I'm not sure how much sense it makes, but essentially what this column intends to do is say, keep the prefix you see in the URI field, or remove it. And so that is the use case for VAF, where we're taking the numeric values from the field, but we don't want the prefix to be included. So that's the idea of that column. But very much so open to different ways of specifying that. So to show what I mean by these unique match points, I have an example of a Polish library authority record, which might be very small. Maybe I can show, well, here. Is this too small? Can we see anything?
It looks good to me.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so on the left, we have a MARC authority record, and on the right, we have a MARC bib record. So this is off center, but this is the 001 value here that starts with an A. And then in the purple boxes are the 010. So for this file, we have the match points of the 010 field and A subfield and the P prefix. So here, this is all confusing, but because those are unique to that file, we know it's the what's called the DBN file. And that because the file is DBN, we know that the 001 is added to the URL. So here in the MARC bib record, this is the controlled heading. We have the base URL plus that value in the 001. These are kind of wrong. Let me see if I can. Sorry, excuse this Miro board craziness. So. Okay. So does this sort of make sense? What I'm showing here. Okay, I see a thumbs up from Laura. Thank you. And then I will say, just like before with the local authority file configuration, what that supports, because of these match points, this file will show in the authority source dropdown as well as the authority source column. All right, is that all I had in this? This is all I had in the slide deck. Do we have any questions coming to mind? Oh, wait, sorry, am I missing chat? GND does not use a prefix at all. That relates to the LOC authority. So Felix, with the GND use case, is this just another use case for saying don't keep the prefix in the URL? Remove it.
I think the issue here is that the code is a mandatory field and we don't have a code.
Ah, so you're saying the prefix itself is a man?
Yeah, right.
Okay,
and
that's
from what I hear now is that prefix is used in some kind of matching logic, and having no prefix would be a problem.
Currently, we would not. I'm just making sure we didn't break anything by this. So currently, we wouldn't support it either because it looks for the prefix to assign the file. So it requires the prefix currently. So future state, we'd have to make it not required, but then how does that work with the match point? What if?
Yeah, it might be, I'm sorry, but it might be even more complicated because we have this MARC matching stuff And then we have mod entities links where the entities are stored and the authority files, right? Because that is now baked or tied to Mark instead of right now. Theoretically, we have the instance schema, and we could have an internal authority file without having Mark. Theoretically, at least. And no library in Germany is using SRS and Mark storage. And as far as I'm aware, no library is storing any authorities right now. But so that is not an issue at all for us right now. But if it's even more baked into or tied to Mark, then we don't have a way to, if for some time in the future someone wants to use the authorities inside of Folio, it would be even more complicated than now. So
Okay,
what I'm
thank you.
trying to say is it's not breaking anything right now. That prefix is a mandatory field, but
It certainly wouldn't support the German libraries in the future. Yeah.
even
That's
though we really don't know if that would be something we would like to use.
good. And it is very Mark-centric. All of the authority. Yeah, it's very Mark-centric. That's a good point.
So I was thinking about that as well, the Mark-centric, but our app is called Mark Authorities. So in a way, that is what it is, and or what is that too
No,
broad an understanding?
what I mean is not the app itself, but the instance schema has been enhanced so that we now have authority ID elements for some kind of elements like contributor and what was it, maybe subject, and a few elements have these. Let me look it up. I have it here. Where is it? I don't find it so fast. I'm sorry. Oh yeah, here it's alternative title type, series, contributors, and subjects. They have been enhanced with these authority ID field. So those data is stored in the instance, but it is also stored in Mark. And what I'm just saying is that if you want to use it just in the instance without storing it in Mark, then having those mandatory fields and those Mark labeling is not ideal.
Would this be more of a conversation with linked data? That question. What am I trying to say? I think that I am having trouble understanding the way this works without with just using folio records. Is the authority ID, what would be the goal of the German libraries with generating this URL? Like where would it come from? What data source?
Right now, the idea for Folio inventory is that we just store a bare minimum metadata because we have the rich bibliographic metadata externally of Folio and not internally. So right now, that's not a thing. But I'm thinking more conceptually here because it has been implemented that way that the instance has those elements, and I am just a bit, I'm wondering why this is tied to Mark so heavily. But I'm also fine with postponing this question and don't want to keep us off track here because you
No.
have some concrete questions.
Yeah, no, it's definitely relevant. Thank you for bringing this up, Felix. I think that to Charlotte's point, this is for the Mark Authority app, and so it is narrower in scope. But I am worried about, baking things into it that leave it not very extensible. But I'm trying to understand if we would handle that logic elsewhere, since this is hitting against SRS so much.
Could I ask for clarification thinking about this? This is specifically for libraries who are wanting to store authority data in Folio, right?
Correct. Yep.
Correct. Okay. Because I feel like that helps me frame it in this context, that it doesn't preclude us from using authority data from non-MARC sources, like Homosaurus is not MARC, and we use Homosaurus in our MARC records, but we are not storing Homosaurus authority records in Folio, nor do we intend to. I don't know if that further complicates things or helps. Because in cases we actually, Cornell doesn't store any authorities in Folio at all. But in cases where your full description is not in the source data, then I would anticipate the authority data also not being stored there. But I do also share Felix's concerns about not wanting to make anything that we might want to be able to do with the instance data model tied to there being MARC source data.
Yep, that's a very valid concern. I think your framing of it, Laura, as this intends to support those libraries that manage their authority data in Folio, specifically in MARC. So that is the context here. But again, to your and Felix's point, this is not very extensible as is. I'll need to think about that more. But the settings are inherent to MARC authority records. So I'm just wondering if they'll be very relevant to those use cases as we move forward. But Felix, what did you create such a record without a MARC record and link it to an instance? Is this record created based on a MARC record?
When you click in the left navigation on the authority storage, it's in the middle, and then post. Oh, it should expand. Why it's not working?
Is it me?
Yeah, when I click on authority, yeah, there it is. Then you
Oh,
can
okay.
say post, create authority, right? And that is creating a record in authority storage. And that is not MARC. That is a custom JSON schema where we have personal name, see also personal name and stuff like that. So that is basically a minimal authority files or authority schema. And I always thought that you ca could populate this authority storage without having MARC. So you could populate that, then you could use the ID that is created for each of those authority records and use it in the instance. Although you don't have a UI to input the ID, but you could use an external script or something that enriches it. And that's where I'm confused because We can create those things using MARC records as a source, but we can always create it without MARC. For instance, if we want to connect our authority file directly via, I don't know, SRU or any interface.
Yeah, you're right. Because with MARC source, we of course map it by default, but you wouldn't need to do that.
So we have those two levels. We have quick MARC and the MARC editing, and we also have inventory and authority storage, where non-MARC authority data is stored.
So with the linking today, sorry, when you're linking an authority record to a heading, we are using the natural ID to generate that link. Or no, sorry. We're using the natural ID and putting it at the end of the base URL. And that's what goes into the subfield zero of a MARC record. So when you create this folio authority data, maybe the value without the prefix would go into the natural ID. Maybe I'm confusing myself as far as generating that URL.
What confuses me is, so in order to create such authority records inside of folio, non-MARC, what we can see here right now on screen, in order to do this, you have to create an authority file. And when creating an authority file, this is now tied to MARC. And that's where I'm confused. Because on the one hand, we can have authorities without MARC, but we need some MARC information, and now it's also labeled MARC in the column heading in your screen dumps. That's just where I'm confused, because folio should be MARC agnostic, right?
Right.
What team has worked on this MARC entities things? Is that the citation team or something?
It's Spitfire.
It's Spitfire. Okay.
As far as the authority file, that itself is not, unless I'm mistaken, that is not a part of the JSON. So, but where does it? Sorry, I'm thinking through this out loud.
It's way down. The element is called source file ID. So each authority record has a property called source file ID. And
Thank you.
Have to have it. It's mandatory.
Okay, so we would need a way to configure these same sources, obviously, without the MARC fields. How? In the case for the German libraries example without the prefix, how is the file identified? How would we know what the source file is?
I think via the name.
Okay, so the name.
It's an integrated file. Several authority files have been merged into one. That's the G, general. It's just one for persons, and every other thing, events, subjects, and so on. I mean, one
Okay.
could think of having, oh no, the prefix is used in to generate the URL, right? Otherwise, I would say we could just use a fake prefix. But if it's then baked into a URL, that wouldn't work.
Yeah.
But maybe we should come back to your questions and we can think about this afterwards.
Oh, no, this is, I'm really, really glad you brought this up, Felix.
No, but I don't want to confuse people. I already did.
No. No, it's okay. As far as my other questions, I do have this wiki page that I sent along and put in the agenda. We don't necessarily need to walk through them. This mostly came from we had, or some of us at least went to this data import SIG meeting where we talked about largely, batch linking of authorities. But what also came out of that was some sort of feedback about the authority file configuration. Stanford especially provided some feedback. And so these questions came directly from that. And they're pretty specific. So I don't know if we have, we might not have time to go through them, but I have it in the agenda. And if you have a moment, it would be really great if you had any feedback related to it, maybe by the end of next week or the Wednesday of the week after that.
I think if you like, you can take the time if you want to go through them
Are
and
you
get your
sure?
feedback. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
We can move the other topic to next week.
Okay, great. So, right now, the, and again, this is very Mark-centric, but the 001 field is not editable at all. This is where, yeah, it's not editable. So, especially for Mark authorities, once you select the file, there, it, when you're creating a record, once you select a file, it basically generates the 001 and then you can't change it. Are there use cases for editing the 001 that you can think of? Right now, it's baked into it that the 001 is a possible match point. It's either the 001 and the 010. And it is unique. It's like the inventory HRID. So you have to put in a starts with value. And then when we create it, increments from there.
I just have a general comment, and that is same with the instance human readable ideas ID that it's an identifier that is crucial. So you shouldn't play around with it, and so it should be consistent. So you sh in all normal cases you don't want to edit it, but we have I had a couple of questions cases where a library because they have moved from one network to another network needs to update the instance HR IDs, and it is possible to do it if you are super careful and you do it with database knowledge and et cetera, et cetera. So, and I am just thinking out loud here that it could be the same case that you un don't want to mess around with 001 or 010, but there can be a situation where you simply, caused by some structural changes or other kind of changes that you need to do it.
And currently for inventory, this would be done at the database level carefully.
Yes, so it might be the same that that is the only that we should not make it impossible to edit it in the data at the database level, but it's nothing a regular user of Folio should have any chance to fiddle with or experiment with.
Yeah, thank you, Charlotte. The next one is very specific to some feedback. I think Kelly's not on the call right now, but provided from Stanford, something about the settings requiring a link. So I'm it's mostly a clarifying question for them. Another piece of feedback that we received is that the HRID starts with value shouldn't be required. So this is required in the MARC authority settings, just like it is inventory. Have there been use cases where we've a library has needed to go in? I don't know how we would do this without requiring the HRID starts with. Unless, like Charlotte, do you know if there's anything in inventory where this is mucked with at all? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. So when you say it starts with value, then you mean that it starts with 0, 0, 0, 10, and then the next one would be 11. So
Yes.
0, 0, 0, 11, etc. Yeah, okay. But you could always just start with, 0, and then the first would be 1.
Exactly. Okay, this also might be a little bit of my misunderstanding of the feedback itself. So I will reach out to them. Yeah. Another question. So this one again is also maybe I just need to clarify with Callie and then come back to you when I understand. But what did I mean here? Are there any authority files for which the 001 and the MARC record? Do you know, does anyone know of an example of an authority file where there isn't an identifier in a MARC field outside of the 001? So, and putting it another way, are there any authority files where the identifier is only in the 001 control number? Maybe that question doesn't make sense.
So do you mean it's just in the 01 but not in the 024, for example?
Yes, exactly, Felix.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Sheila Torres Blank from Texas State University. And we had a bunch of local authorities migrated in that way, where they have some other identifier in the 01. And it was maybe in like a 907 or something. It was in one of the fields that was used that was using its transfer, but it's not in any of the 00XX fields.
Mm-hmm. And moving forward, would that identifier still be in that 9xx field?
Yes, yeah, it's
Okay.
still, I think it's like the 907 or something.
So in order to identify that local file, we would still just look to the 907.
No, we'd be looking at the 001 because that, at least until kind of recently in RAMSOMs, the 001 was searchable, but the 907 is not. But we've had
Right.
some issues with the 001 being searchable. So that is my probably our critical concern here is we need that, we need a way to find these things.
Okay, so when they were loaded in, the identifier from the 907 was
That yeah, that was used as the 001.
got it. Okay,
Yeah.
great.
And then for a while we were able to search on that using, I believe it was identifiers all. And then I believe it was back in January. I think we were still on Quisnelia. I'd have to check my notes. But yeah, it was either Quisnelia or Ramsons that search stopped working. And so we've been dealing with this, trying to troubleshoot it with EBSCO. But yeah, keeping that searchable is our primary concern, I think.
I believe we do have a bug related to this. I know it's definitely on Kalila's radar.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I'll try to get an update for you on that, Sheila.
Super. Thanks.
Thank you. I don't have any other questions that would. These are all basically it. I just need to get better understanding of the feedback and get with Callie especially. So I don't have any other specific questions. Do you have questions for me? I know the major outstanding one is what does it mean that this is so Mark-centric? So that is an outstanding item for me to look into or to think about. Do you any of you have any other questions or concerns? Yeah,
So,
Charlotte.
I'm just wondering how this maybe fit in or tie in with the work happening on the linked data app. Because you can say the linked data app is also having the concept of authority data and is displaying instance records. And it's also even having a MARC, underlying MARC record. So I'm thinking about if it will be relevant to have a conversation where we also have the citation team and Alvaro, who is the PO for linked data, in this conversation.
Definitely, Charlotte. I agree. I have been talking to Alvaro about it. So far he's on board, but I do need to show him and then bring in the citation team in general, what we're talking about. But yes, that's a very good point. Thank you, Charlotte. Okay. Well, if there's nothing else, thank you so much for your help. And Felix, thank you so much for bringing up the German use case and any other library who's not using MARC authority data. So thank you for that. Yeah, but I think that's all I had for you. So thank you so much.
Okay, then let me take over the screen again. So, with 13 minutes left, I think we should go over this topic and see if someone is willing to, lead us through it for the next time or another meeting. And we can continue with the updates from the councils and our working groups or six. Charlotte.
Okay. I'd say this meeting was mostly the PC kind of kickstarting our work with the new group of PC members and discussing housekeeping topics. But we did also go over the list of liaisons to the two other councils, technical council and the community council, and also the list of liaisons to all the six, because several liaisons were, shifting off, were no longer members of the PC, and or yeah, different changes. And personally, I think I was a liaison on five different groups, and that's a little bit much. And for our group here, MMSIC, you had two. You had both me and you had Jennifer Justice. So I am stepping down as the MM6 liaison, and then Jennifer will continue. And yeah. So that was that topic. And another interesting topic for this group is that we went over, this effort you have participated in as well, providing a list of prioritized features discussed here in this group, and where we have voted as well. I have linked to the PC's document where we have listed all the input we have gotten from all the different six, and including some of the working groups. We discussed also, because that list needs some refinement. There is still maybe several features that has not been that this process around voting, etc. But time is also slipping us, because right now we are us who are product owners. We are planning for umbrella leave by now, and the deadline set by Kalila and Oleksiy Petrenko is August 22nd. So we have not much time to take into consideration all these good suggestions coming from the six. So yeah, how can we maybe at least get some of these features on the radar of the different development teams? And it is not, the PC had not really an answer on how we could do that. But maybe the six, so the MM6 here, if we took a look and if we can see that is really one of the features that is burning, we really need that to be done, then maybe the MM6 can ping the inventory POs, or if it's Quickmark, or Christine is here, if it's authorities, then so we can kind of lift the awareness of what is listed here. Because if it's not gonna be included in the umbrella leave, then it will be, is it REG or something it's called? And that is 12 months from here, that release. So then it is. This prioritization process really need to be have an eye on the folio release planning cycles. Any questions? Well, that was the update from the PC.
Thanks, Charlotte. Is there anything someone wants to mention from Bella or the data import SIG? Because Jennifer Eustace is not here today. Otherwise, we would just skip over.
Or maybe we could spend the last 7 minutes to pull up that community priorities dashboard and take a look what is listed under MMSIC. Or maybe you have so many details, so it's exhausting. So if you go down a little bit more, there you see that section 2. And MMSIC is a little longer. And in the PC meeting, then both Thomas Trott and I mentioned that you can see several of these tickets are listed as draft. And a draft ticket is almost impossible for a development team to, you know, just come in and take on, because draft signal that there's still necessary requirements need to be discussed, or it's, so it's not dev ready, so it's nothing you just can pick up and do the stories. So it would really help if the SIG can help flesh out these features and make sure we have all the underlying tickets written up. So then the when we have that for each of the features, then it would shift from draft to open. And then a development team can see, okay, I can simply pick it up.
Charlotte, I have a question about understanding. So given those features in status draft, who's responsible for bringing them to open? Is it Dismiss, or is it the PO who asks, oh, that's an interesting feature that the community wants, and let's work on it and start working on it?
So the POs are doing the heavy lifting, but a development team, if it's if you see a ticket as draft, then you would more or less, then you can definitely not pull it in now, from now, from here, August 7 to, and you have only to August 22nd to do your planning. So I personally, I would think, okay, that's simply not doable to pull in any of the draft tickets. I don't know what Christine or if other POs, what they are thinking.
Yeah, I think to your point, Charlotte, we might not have enough time to be able to define them as part of the scope for umbrella leave.
And, you know, maybe umbrella leave, that train might have left the, what's it, left the station already. I don't know. It's a little sad, you can say, because there's put in a lot of effort.
So if they can't make it into umbrella leave, would it make sense for us as a SIG and for all our POs to use the time that is ahead of us before we have to define the features for the, I don't know, the Wii release? I don't know how that was called, but use this time and get some of them into the open status and work on defining requirements and yeah, how it should look like in Folio.
I like that
because
idea.
I think, so personally, I think that's nothing Smith can do by itself, by its own. So we have to have guidance from POs. Yeah.
I will say, specifically for priority number one, we are going to have reordering of item records in Trillium. But that's just an update. Not holding, though, yet.
Can I just say how delighted I am to see that that is happening? I've been seeing it in Dura, and that has given me great pleasure. I mean, I know that the holdings, we also need the holdings, but here at Cornell, at least, the item records, being able to reorder item records is going to have a huge positive impact on our staff.
Oh, very good. And I know you've done a lot of work on that already, Laura. So yeah, we are excited to release it in Trillium.
Okay, so that might need some more consideration in the future.
So I will just say that I can see Lynn's comment. Is that something you want me to bring back to the PC? So is it a better written documentation, or how would you prefer the information to be? So it can be improved. Thank you, Lynn. I'll copy your comments here, and then I'll talk with Caitlin about that. That should kind of be in the top of this document, that was clearly worded. Or maybe you can add it as a comment directly in this document. Yes, thank you.
All right, then, thanks you all for attending. Thanks, Christine, for your presentation and your questions. And have a good rest of your day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.